Today is Thursday, May 9th, 2024, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. It is National Sleepover Day. It's also National Alphabet Magnet Day. It's National Moscato Day. And National Butterscotch Brownie Day. I feel like I could have... I've never understood these dessert wines. And maybe now that I'm about to say this, I'm getting an idea in my head that may be correct. But dessert wines are usually very sweet. And I always had it in my mind that dessert wines are wines that pair well with dessert. But if you think about it, Moscato is very sweet. And it's like drinking Kool-Aid with chocolate cake. It's like, at a certain point, you have too much sweetness. But then I was thinking about it, and maybe it's not that they pair well with desserts. Maybe you can drink them as a dessert, but I don't know. Maybe I should ask ChatGPT. It wants me to log in because it's always the case that it wants me to, when I want to go in and quickly ask a question and get something done, it wants me to log in. It wants to take time. So are dessert wines meant to be paired with desserts? Or are they meant to be drank as desserts? Dessert wines are versatile and can be enjoyed in both ways you mentioned. Traditionally, they're paired with desserts due to their sweetness, which complements many dessert flavors. Oh. Well, I've always thought, I love a dessert wine. I drink dessert wines as my preferred wine. If I'm going to have wine and I'm choosing it, I'm going to get the Moscato or the Riesling or something that's sweet. Riesling is not even sweet enough for me. If they had Boone's Farm on the menu and it would look like I was sophisticated and drinking like a really sophisticated wine, but I could be having Boone's Farm instead, you better believe, right? Anyway, so yeah, they are meant to be paired with desserts, but it's weird because a lot of them are very sweet. And when I drink a really sweet wine with a really sweet dessert, it feels like I'm getting almost too much sweetness. Like I need, I would almost rather have a Coke. The thing about Cokes is they're very sweet, but because of the acid and the bubbles, they have a tingly, burny sensation in your mouth. So it almost masks some of the sweetness. I don't know. Anyway, what else? That was it. Butterscotch brownie. I don't know that I've ever specifically had a butterscotch brownie. My grandmother used to make really good brownies, and they were always just chocolate. And she did not put anything in her brownies. It was just brownie. There was no nuts. There were no chocolate chips. There was no nothing. Just brownie. That's all. That's all that it was. All right, so we're into the week now. Actually, the week is almost over. Thank God. Although, I think I said this already. It has been so busy. And not to preemptively talk about the weekend, but I'm going to preemptively talk about the weekend here. Weekends have been so busy recently. And like Saturday and Sunday, both just jam-packed. And this weekend is no different. I have a haircut on Saturday, and it takes me, as we know, it takes me about 5 to 5.5 hours to drive to my haircut, and then 5 to 5.5 hours to drive back. The haircut takes an hour or more, depending on what we're doing. So it's between 11 and 13 hour day, just driving, haircut, back. And then if we put eating or anything like that, then it's, adds additional. So really, my Saturday is shot. I'll have to get, I don't know what time my haircut is because I didn't put it in my calendar, but I know it's on Saturday. And they're going to call me. They always call the day before. So they'll call me on Friday and let me know when it is. And I just know to block off my entire day. If it's early, if it's around noon or 1 o'clock, you know, I have to leave at 8 or 9 o'clock in the morning. And sometimes earlier, if it's at noon, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, I like to be at least 5.5 hours before the haircut leaving. So 6:30, if it's at noon, I would have to leave. So I have to get up at 6 a.m. But then I'm back by 7 or 8, you know, I don't know. And Mark may or may not go with me. He normally alternates. He hasn't decided whether he's going to go or not. Although I'm going to recommend that he not go because I need to count my calories on Saturday because Sunday is Mother's Day. We have a lunch that's like a graduation party / Mother's Day get together for the Filipino friends because we've had Filipino events almost every weekend. And we have that on Sunday at lunch. And I don't know why they decided to do an event on Mother's Day. I mean, do people not have mothers? But I guess most of them, their parents are back in the Philippines, and so they're not doing anything. I'm not really sure. But the other thing is, well, so there's that, and it's at a restaurant, and it's at a restaurant that I like. I'm not going to have the willpower to, you know, get a salad or something. And it's another one where I believe the Filipino friends are paying for the lunch. So I don't think we're going to be ordering off the regular menu. They're going to have some menu that was created for us. So I'll have limited options and not really the ability to count calories. And then in the evening, we have to do something with my mom for Mother's Day. And I'm baking a chocolate pie for her. I'm probably going to bake two, one to have for dinner. And then, you know, with dinner, and then one for her to take home with her as kind of a Mother's Day gift because she likes my chocolate pies. They're similar to the ones that my grandma used to make, and they make my mom think of my grandma, and we all loved my grandma's chocolate pie. Anyway, I also have to either decide whether we're going to go to a restaurant to eat dinner or if I'm going to, I'm not going to cook, I don't think. But I could have food delivered and just have them come over. And, you know, that's always an option because my mom has stomach issues and she can't always eat. She never knows from day to day what her stomach is going to be doing and whether it's going to be upset or irritated or whatever. So sometimes she doesn't eat at all. So it almost makes no sense to go to a restaurant and then have her, you know, have an upset stomach and not be able to order anything and just sit there and watch us eat. But what do you do if you're not, I mean, events for birthdays and Mother's Day and all that, it's usually a meal, right? It's so hard with my mom because of her stomach issues. It's like, well, generally, you know, an event, she doesn't really enjoy playing games. So it's not like we can invite them over to play games. They don't really do anything outdoorsy. Mom doesn't. So it's not like we can say, oh, let's, I don't know, go for a hike. I don't know. If you watch a movie, you're not talking to each other. So there's literally nothing to do other than eat. And then she has stomach issues, so she can't always eat. Anyway, so I don't know. I don't know what we're going to do. But the bottom line is I need to count my calories on Saturday so I can do a cheat day on Sunday. And Mark being with me is going to make it harder. Because if it's just me, I'll go to Chick-fil-A for both meals. I'll just get a grilled chicken sandwich for lunch, grilled chicken sandwich for dinner. Bob's your uncle. Like, I can count the calories, no problem. But if he's with me, I feel pressured. Like, oh, I've got to, you know, I can't just go to Chick-fil-A because he doesn't really like Chick-fil-A. And then I've got to go somewhere. And then how am I going to count my calories? Because, I don't know. It just becomes an ordeal. I would prefer to just have the day so that I can count my calories. So Yeah, so getting ready for that already, and it's going to just go past, and then it'll be another work week. And so not exciting. So I haven't selected the Michelin. I know I was talking about selecting a Michelin star restaurant. I have not selected yet. I'm probably just going to have to pull the trigger and select one of them, because eventually they're going to run out of, you know, they're going to be booked. So I need to book them soon. And so I've still got to do that at some point this week. But I did mow. So mowing is done for a few days. Although because my weekend is so busy, I may need to mow early. Like mow on Friday or something. I'm not really sure. So it's just super busy weekend. Super busy. All right. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call or text 479-221-9393. I'm burpy. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.